IVUS is also useful in additional situations. In the case of a CT scan that is older than 3 to 6 months, or CT scans with large cuts of 5 to 10 millimeter slices, IVUS can provide real-time imaging to make accurate diameter measurements and assess length. In the case of a non-contrast CT scan, the vessel can be seen along with calcium, though there is no information about the flow lumen. IVUS can also identify thrombus that may preclude the stent graft from sealing properly or that may show downstream and result in an embolism. In the case of a traumatic aortic transection, the patient's CT scan will show a hypovolemic aorta. The measurements taken from the CT will not be representative of the patient's true, often healthy, aortic diameter when the patient has been volume resuscitated. Sizing done from a CT with a volume-depleted aorta will result in significant undersizing of a stent graft and massive leaking in the intended seal zone. If the patient has renal insufficiency, IVUS can also provide benefits as little to no contrast and limited fluoroscopy is needed while using IVUS. This can be extremely beneficial, especially in the identification of a distal landing zone near the celiac or the SMA. Some C-arm or table combinations will not provide clear imaging at 90 degrees or in the lateral view. IVUS can drastically reduce the contrast injections and improve confidence in locating the appropriate distal landing zone. IVUS is useful to confirm the true lumen. It is crucial to know if the wire is in the true or false lumen when intervening on a thoracic dissection in the aorta. IVUS can assist in determining which lumen the wire is in and if it has traversed across the dissection between the true and false lumens. IVUS can also help confirm the major vessels in the aorta and if they are fed from the true or the false lumen in the case of a dissection. Lastly, IVUS is extremely useful in small access vessels or in patients that do not have pre-imaging that includes access. IVUS allows the clinician to see and measure the inside diameter of the vessel to know if endovascular endograft repair through normal means is an option or if the circumstances require additional access options such as an iliac conduit, aortic conduit, internal conduit, or possibly an open repair. TAA devices have large diameter sheaths and must accommodate more complex turns.